Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. To see how FreshBooks can save you time and boost your creativity, go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm the founder of Accidental Creative and the author of a bunch of books, including The Accidental Creative, of course, and the brand new book, Herding Tigers, Be the Leader That Creative People Need, which is all about how to create an environment in which creative teams thrive. And here on the show, we talk about you and your creative process and your team and collaboration and working with clients and all of the hidden dynamics and pressures of having to create for a living, having to go to work and solve problems and do it all under pressure. You know, there are some unique pressure, some unique dynamics, some unique issues that we have to deal with as create on demand professionals. And so we talk about those on the show and some practices you can implement to help you overcome those dynamics. On today's show, we're going to share something from my new book, Herding Tigers. We're going to talk about the importance of both stability and challenge and why you need both of those as a creative pro. And by the way, if you lead a team, I want you to listen very closely because I want you to consider how these dynamics are affecting the people on your team. If you don't lead a team, I want you to consider how these dynamics might be affecting your personal satisfaction with your work, your ability to do your best work every day, and your overall sense of where your life and your career and your organization are headed. Before we jump into that, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So in my book, Herding Tigers, I talk about the five popular myths that exist about creative people. And these myths drive me absolutely crazy. One of those myths is that creative people lack business acumen. And as you know well, the truth is that creative people are extremely business savvy. They just happen to solve problems differently. We think more circuitously about issues than in a kind of a linear sequential fashion. Well, nobody understands this more than FreshBooks. The proof is in the millions of creative pros who have turned to FreshBooks Cloud Accounting to help them conquer their admin and their paperwork. And by the way, I happen to be one of those creatives. The first instant that we started using FreshBooks as Accidental Creative, I understood exactly why it's the perfect fit for creative pros. The interface is visual, it's really intuitive, and it's ridiculously easy to use. You can send a professional branded invoice in about 30 seconds. You can set yourself up to receive online payments with just two clicks. And there's a new proposals feature, which means that you can incorporate your project details, the scope of work, and the timeline as part of your estimate. If you're still individually manually typing up your invoices and sending them by email to your clients, you are missing out and you're wasting time and energy that could be spent dedicated to the work that you're actually being paid to do. So to get a feel for using FreshBooks, they're offering an unrestricted 30-day free trial to all listeners of the Accidental Creative Podcast. That means no credit card, which is incredibly rare, as you know. All you need to do is go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About Us section. We thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right. In my new book, Herding Tigers, I write about the two things that all creative people need from their organization, from their leader, from their clients. And without these two things operating in the right mix for each individual, there's going to be trouble. There's going to be difficulty. Creative pros are going to feel like they're not performing at their peak. They're going to feel like they're not stretching themselves. They're going to feel smothered in some cases. They're going to feel lost. And it's going to create a lot of issues. So if you routinely struggle or feel something other than full engagement in your work, I want you to consider how these two dynamics are at play in your everyday experiences and consider which of these you might be needing or lacking, or which of these you might have in excess. And every individual is going to be different, by the way. Every person is going to need a different mix of these two things in order to feel like they're in the sweet spot of engagement. So the first thing that all creative people need from their organization, from their leader, from their manager is stability. Stability means clarity of process, clarity of expectations, understanding how things are going to get done and what exactly is going to get done, when it's expected to be completed, and what the process is going to look like to get to that completed end project. Now, that doesn't mean that every step has to be spelled out. It doesn't mean that everything has to be perfectly crystal clear. Of course, we're going to learn, we're going to iterate, there are going to be surprises, we're going to have to make changes throughout, but understanding the means and the philosophy by which those changes will be made is essential for creative pros. It's okay if things change as long as we understand why they're changing and the means by which those decisions are being made. It's fine. It's when we are constantly taking shrapnel from all of the explosions and decisions happening out of our control, and we're just caught in the storm. That is when things tend to get really ugly for us personally. So the first thing we need is clarity of expectations, clarity of process, understanding how things are going to go, what's expected of me, when it's expected. And I need a firm and clear playing field on which to do my work. You know, there's a myth about creative people that we just want complete freedom, total freedom, but that is a myth. The reality is that creative people crave boundaries. We need some kind of bounding arc for our work. We need to know how far we can push before we're going to get ourselves into trouble. That way we can occupy the full extent of the territory that we've been given to occupy. So we need to know where those boundaries are. Well, that's what, in essence, is what stability and clarity of expectations and process will do for us. So we need clarity, but we also need protection from our leader. We need to know that if we take risks, that the leader is going to be there on the other side, that they're going to be willing to stand up for us and to take arrows for us if we make a mistake or if we try something, we take a risk and it fails, then we need to know that we're going to be protected on the other side. So clarity and protection are the two elements of stability that we need as creative pros. The second thing that we need in addition to stability is challenge. Creative people want to be pushed. We want to venture out into the unknown. We want to try new things. We want to develop our skills. We want to learn who we are and what we're capable of. We all crave this as Create On Demand professionals. So there are a couple of elements that comprise challenge. The first element is permission. We need explicit permission from our client, from our manager, from our leader to take risks, to try things, to experiment, to do things that maybe might make us feel a little bit uncomfortable, right, in the near term. And contrary to the reputation that creative people have as risk takers, often creative people are relatively risk averse unless they feel permission to take those risks. And then once they feel permission to take those risks, they'll venture out into those unknown places. Now, that's not true across the board. Please don't email me and say, what do you mean we're not risk takers? Of course, there are some people who are extreme risk takers, but because doing highly iterative creative work requires a tremendous amount of effort and rework requires a tremendous amount of effort, right? If you take a risk and you try something new, it's not like, oh, we'll just make one little tweak and we'll move on. No, you have to go back and start from the beginning. Because of that, we tend to sometimes be very unwilling to take unseen risks unless we know that we have permission to take that path, because we don't want to have to go back and redo like potentially days or weeks of work if the risk doesn't pay off. Now, if we have permission to take the risk and we take the risk and we go back and we have to do the rework, that's a completely different matter, right? If it doesn't work. But just to take an unseen risk is often, you know, it's frankly not very effective for us as creative pros. So we need to have permission. We also need faith. We need leaders and clients and people that we interact with to see us, to know us, to recognize what we're capable of, to know maybe things about us that we're not even aware of ourselves, right? We need people to push us in new directions, to try new things, to experiment with who we are, and maybe to fully embody those elements of our capabilities we don't even see yet. But we need faith from the people around us, because often we're pinging trying to figure out, is this good? Is this good? I don't know if this is good. Sometimes we're uncertain of our own capabilities or whether what we're doing is good. And we need other people to help verify, yeah, this is good. You're on the right track. This is great. So we need faith from the people around us. So those are the two elements of challenge. We need permission and we need faith. Now, as you can probably see, if you put these on a matrix, stability and challenge, they exist in tension with one another, right? So as you stabilize the organizations, you make things more predictable, the process is more predictable, your expectations are more predictable, the manager is more accessible, you tend to decrease the amount of challenge that creative people feel because everything is predictable. The environment is completely stable, right? And over time, this isn't going to work for us. And of course, if you increase the challenge without increasing stability in the midst of it, you're just going to have chaos. You're going to have people who are running around with flaming hair trying to get things done, but there's not going to be the accompanying level of stability there. And this is what often early stage startups feel like, right? which is why, you know, unless you are able to somehow stabilize those early stage startups, they will not last for very long. So if you have an environment where you have a high degree of challenge and a low degree of stability, or if this is what you're feeling as a creative pro, you feel really challenged, you're really being pushed, try new things, experiment, you're doing more work than you're physically capable of doing, but you don't have the accompanying stability, clarity of process, clarity of expectations, then these teams or these people tend to grow angry. They tend to get really frustrated. We call these shooting star organizations. These are organizations that do a lot of really good work for a while and then they burn out because they don't have the accompanying underlying process to be able to sustain their ambitions. So if you feel angry toward your clients, toward your organization on a regular basis, it could be that you're feeling challenged without any level of stability to undergird that challenge. So I encourage you to think about how can I have a conversation with my manager, with my client about clarifying process, clarifying expectations, making sure that I have a bounded playing field on which to do my work. Now, you're not asking for them to tell you everything, to make every decision for you, of course, but you just want to know where are the boundaries? Where's the process? Let's clarify things a bit so that I'm not constantly running around wondering what's going to happen next, okay? So high challenge, low stability, not good. That leads to anger, frustration. And a lot of, by the way, a lot of freelancers and small organizations allow themselves to be pulled into this quadrant by their clients because they don't want to lose the client. So they allow the client to make them crazy. Lots of challenge, lots of changes. There's a lack of process on the client side and that infiltrates then the organization that you're working for. You can't let that happen. You have to have clarity of process and clear expectations for your client as well as for the team. Okay. Now, when you have an environment where you have high stability but low challenge, these are organizations that are doing production work basically, right? It's, you know, lather, rinse, repeat. You're just kind of cranking stuff out, but there's nothing really challenging. People aren't really being pushed to try new things or to experiment. Then the team's going to feel stuck and it's going to be really difficult to retain talent. Highly talented people don't want to be in an environment that has extremely high stability, but a low level of challenge. They need to be pushed and try new things and to grow and all of that. So if you feel stuck, it could be that you need to ask your manager or your client or someone for some kind of challenge. Hey, is there a project I can take on? Is there something new that I can do that can help me to discover new things about myself, to try new things? Now, by the way, don't do this on day one. Don't do this on day five, right? This is going to take time to identify and diagnose, but make sure that you are, make sure that you're not allowing yourself to end up in the lull of feeling stuck because you're not challenged in your work. It could also be that you need somebody to see you and believe in you and give you permission and faith to take risks. Maybe they are trying, they think that you have permission, but they haven't given you permission. So maybe you need to seek the boundaries. You need bounded autonomy. Freedom within boundaries is what you need, okay, if you feel stuck. Now, of course, we want to get the right mix of stability and challenge, and that's going to be different for every person. Some people need more stability. Some people need more clarity of process. Some people are comfortable with less stability and less clarity of process. It's okay. There's no right perfect mix for everyone, but you need to diagnose this for yourself. If you feel angry, it's probably because you're lacking process or lacking clarity, right? If you feel stuck, it could be that you're lacking challenge. You don't feel permission or you don't feel faith or you're not doing work that's pushing you to try new things. When you get the right mix, then you're going to thrive. You're going to be right in your sweet spot. Now, this is going to be a moving target. Things are always changing and shifting or whatever, but this gives you some framework, some tool to at least to begin to identify why you feel the way that you do. I write about this in Herding Tigers. This is basically the framework that sets up the entire book. And then the rest of the book is about, okay, well, let's talk about the importance of trust to stability. Why is trust important and how do we forfeit it in unknown ways? Why is it important that we create some separation between us and our clients or separation between us and the people that we lead? Why is that important to create a bit of separation between us and not be buddy-buddy and be, you know, too close? Why is it important to have clarity of process around how ideas are generated and how ideas are selected? Why is that important? Why is it important to handle conflict well? All of these things are a part of creating stability and challenge for you and for your organization. So if you want to dive more into this, by the way, just check out the book Herding Tigers. You can get it on Amazon or wherever you buy books, or check it out at herdingtigers.com. Accidentalcreativepodcast.net. Okay, stability and challenge. I want you to think this week about which of these you might be lacking and how it is affecting your engagement, your ability to do your best work every day. Would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.